Welcome to Slay, the podcast where we dive into all aspects of health and fitness. I'm your host, Louise Hazel, and today we're tackling the topic of stress and why the weight you need to lose is not on your body. Today, I unpack why we women feel the need to carry more than our fair share. I'll be providing some practical solutions that could help lighten your load, which will not only make your life easier, but also more effective, leaving you more time to focus on yourself. So if stress has been impacting your motivation and ability to focus on health and fitness goals, then this episode is for you. Join me this week as I discuss why the weight you need to lose is not on your body. Have you ever felt as though the weight of the world is on your shoulders? Have you ever felt paralyzed by the weight of responsibility, overwhelmed by the never-ending pile of tasks, or stressed out by the weight of expectation? It's as though the energy is being sucked out of you and that every interaction, question, or demand is draining the life from your very being. Now, we've all been conditioned to associate weight loss with numbers on a scale, but what if I told you that your journey might begin by letting go of other things that are weighing you down? Stress, disorganization, distractions, and the inability to prioritize can impact our progress towards our health and fitness goals more than we realize. So much of being a woman is understanding that without you, nothing runs smoothly. As a woman, you might be playing mother to a number of people in your daily life without ever realizing it, and without even giving birth to an actual child. You might be playing mother in your romantic relationship, with your own children, with your friends, with your family members, with your business, and even your co-workers. Now, that's a lot of children and a hell of a lot of responsibility. Now, the problem with children is that you can't take your eye off them even for a second. You're aware of their every sound they make. You want to know where they are and what they're up to. And if you do take your eye off them, even just for a moment, the results could be catastrophic. This is no different than running your own business, leading a team, or building a community. If you take your foot off the gas, it could all end in a heartbeat. But the real question is, how much pressure do you really need to apply to the pedal? I'm going to break down how the weight of control weighs us down and impacts us on a daily basis and influences our ability to maintain healthy lifestyle habits and choices. So my friend recently gave birth to her first child. I noticed how she was focusing all of her attention on the baby, protecting them from hurting themselves, reading nightly poetry, daily baby massages, and organic home-cooked food at every meal. She was trying to do everything perfectly and be there every step of the way, driving the early stages of learning and constantly questioning herself or worrying about how her actions might affect them in the future. In her mind, all of these things were making her a good mum, but it was very clear to me that she was trying her absolute best to be in control. Now, this level of control is the type of control that will eventually restrict you, inhibit your growth, and become overbearing to your kids and those around you. I'm not sure if she's aware of it yet, but she's left herself no space, no time, nor energy for her own self-care as she tends to the needs of others around her. She's forsaken all of her own daily rituals, like going to the gym or putting on a face mask. Now, on the other hand, one of my other friends that has multiple children has definitely matured into motherhood and shifted her view of what is important on a daily basis. She has clearly and effectively relinquished control and responsibility to other family members and friends. And as a result, I noticed that the family dynamic has improved all round. The more experienced friend understood what's important, where to focus her attention, and what she could let go of. In doing so, her lifestyle has actually improved since having children. She's a member of a CrossFit community. She competes in an annual triathlon, and she gets into better shape every time I see her. It's truly astonishing. And it's not that one has more work on than the other. It's not that one has more support than the other. The biggest difference that I've noticed is the one that is thriving has learned to let go. So I say this to say the weight of control is a heavy load, but it's not a necessary load. Now think about it for a second. How many times have you thought to yourself, it's easier if I just do it myself? This is the type of talk that will keep you busy and unproductive, but in control. Just this week, I was co-working with producer Sam on some content for Instagram. I was filming, creating, and editing and perfecting some videos. And later on that week, it dawned on me that in my excitement to do it all, my actions were indirectly disempowering Sam as she didn't have access to the app that I was using. I corrected course and rebuilt the videos on another platform so that we could truly co-work together. I realized that I was creating an unnecessary load for myself, and by not sharing the responsibility, I was taking away the opportunity for Sam to be awesome. What an amateur. You see, as women, we must treat our work like our third child. We must treat our family as though it's our second child, and we must treat ourselves as though we are newborns, with the care and attention that we deserve. And as your coach, I challenge you to become a more effective leader and empower those around you, rather than micromanage and control them. When once we women master the art of empowering others, we remove unnecessary expectations and we can focus our attention back on the things and the actions that are moving us closer to our health and fitness goals. For example, you might start with one workout session a week or preparing one meal a day. Women that are committed to learning the art of relinquishing control are gaining back hours of their day, and those hours are going back into taking care of themselves. And now that we've broken down how control affects our ability to be effective, it's time to think about the weight of anxiety that many of us carry around on a daily basis. One of my clients who'd been training with me for over a year, well, within the first 4 months of her training, she achieved amazing results. But soon after, it was clear that she'd hit a plateau and was feeling frustrated. One day, she arrived at training on the verge of tears. A work email had been troubling her and she'd been up all night worrying about it. Needless to say, she was in no fit state to train that day. We talked things over whilst pedaling on the stationary bike, and all we achieved that day physically was a good warm-up and a stretch and the opportunity for her to offload her concerns. As I sat and listened to her, I began to gain a better understanding of why her progress had come to a screeching halt. It was clear to me that she was suffering from anxiety and was seriously overwhelmed. I realised that if I could help her work through some of her worries, then she'd have the ability to focus some of that attention back on her health and fitness again. You see, when anxiety gets hold of you, your body's fight or flight response is activated. This response can lead to physical symptoms like sweating or shaking and mental symptoms where you could feel distracted or unable to focus attention on important tasks like making a healthy meal for yourself. You're literally living in survival mode. I realized at the time it was unrealistic to expect her to give me high quality consistency during a time when her body was experiencing a lot of stress. So I gave her one simple task. I asked her to draft an email response. You see, I knew that drafting that email would give her the opportunity to work through her thoughts and take her out of fight mode and back into flow mode, transitioning her from the sympathetic to parasympathetic nervous system where she could finally relax and approach her issue with the clarity that it deserves. Together, we wrote a draft email. We knew we needed to figure out how we were going to respond to this work email that had been taking up so much space in her brain all day. It was of utmost importance. We wanted to make sure that we'd given ourselves enough time to weigh all of the options, and we needed to make sure we weren't acting from a place of raw emotion. So during that training session, we came up with an outline of what needed to be communicated. And the goal was to send that email response back by the end of the day. Now, my client returned 24 hours later, feeling like a load had been lifted off her shoulders. Her mood had improved and she was able to focus on the task at hand and completed a successful training session. By the same time, the following week, she had a resolution with her employer and was feeling much better than before. As a result of this renewed strength and motivation during her workouts, she was back on track. She admitted that in the past she would have put off replying to the email. She might have even brushed it off altogether and reluctantly carried on, but not this time. This time she took affirmative action. You see, when we stall in our actions or procrastinate, we start to build an even bigger physical and emotional barrier to the things we actually want. And as a result, our goals get even further away. So now that we've addressed how affirmative action can have a positive impact on our anxiety and how this allows us the opportunity to get back on track with our health and fitness goals, I'd like to turn your attention to the weight of responsibility that so many of us carry around. It's called adulting. Sometimes I just can't stand being an adult. Just when you think you've completed one task, another one pops up out of nowhere. And if there's one thing I can't stand, it's meaningless administrative tasks, like having to call customer services when you've been overcharged, having to email people to get refunds, having to provide your social security number, birth certificate, proof of address, just to order a coffee. The list of things to do is never ending when you're an adult. The crap thing about being an adult is it's not enough to just take action. We must also choose the right action for the situation. Now, it's probably not the first time that you've heard that stress is a silent saboteur that can undermine our actions. Well, so is not being able to prioritize. Now, one of the common habits I see amongst our clients here at Slay that prevents them from attaining their health and fitness goals is not the copious amount of tasks that they can check off on a daily basis, but their inability to prioritize those tasks. Oh yes, believe it or not, there's actually a name for this. It's been recognized as a genuine disorder. It's called executive dysfunction. It's an extremely common behavioral symptom that happens with conditions that disrupt your brain's ability to control thoughts, emotions, and behavior. It's common with conditions like ADHD, but can also happen with brain damage or degenerative brain diseases. Now, I'm no doctor, and I'm not saying that any of us have it, but what I have noticed is that when we women are juggling a lot on our plates, we have a tendency to become scattered. I, for one, can admit that my train of thought becomes chaotic and I struggle to complete sentences. It's almost as though there's a disconnect and a delay between my thoughts and the words on the tip of my tongue. Some other examples of executive dysfunction include getting easily distracted, having trouble focusing on just one thing, procrastinating with a task that seems difficult or uninteresting, and problems with impulse control, like snacking when you're trying to manage your diet. Literally sounds like a normal day at the office for me. So next time you can't recall where you left your keys or how you finished that bag of chips, remember that it's because your inner boss is malfunctioning. Give yourselves a little grace. So what can we do to help us prioritize? I used to struggle with this so much until I discovered a new way to approach my to-do list. Rather than just check off tasks as I wanted to do them, I started to complete them in order of the most important task first. There are two simple ways to make a priorities list. The first way is to make a regular to-do list, but instead of giving all of the items the same bullet point or checkbox, give them an order of importance. All you need to do is simply number the task based on its level of importance. And the second way to make a priorities list is to categorize your tasks. Instead of having one giant list, make it four lists and label each one most important, next up, save for later, and let go of. Use whatever labels help you to decide where to focus your time and energy. And because you're busy enough as it is, we've created a template for you, which you can use and download now from the Slay app. Now, as a person who has a tendency to procrastinate and avoid boring tasks, I now lean into them. The result is way less stress, less anxiety, as there's nothing hanging over my head all day. In fact, one of the things I started to prioritize was my workouts, blocking off an hour of every day in my diary where I was unavailable for phone calls, clients, or any other distractions. So now that I've helped you to tackle and manage the weight of responsibility and how to effectively prioritize our daily tasks, I'd like to discuss how to go about managing daily distractions. Distractions come in all forms, from the foods we eat to the endless notifications, cluttered environments, and television shows that we consume. Our body is absorbing all of this information on a daily basis and processing it as healthy stress or unhealthy stress. I recently borrowed my husband's phone to shoot a video for social media. I literally took his phone to the gym, but by the time I sat down to write out what I was planning to record, I found myself screaming because every 30 seconds a notification would go off, sending this annoying vibration through the table that I was working at, which would break my concentration. I got so annoyed that I put his Do Not Disturb function on so that I could work in peace. When I returned home, I reminded him of how overwhelming his workload is at the moment. I suggested that rather than leave his Do Not Disturb setting on, that he should turn off all of the notifications from his social media apps. He hasn't done it yet, and I doubt he will. But this is a prime example of how we allow unnecessary distractions into our daily lives without even noticing it, and how we actually add to the stress of our already stressful lives. So it makes sense to have a clean out every once in a while and purge some of the old habits that have been creeping back into our daily routines. People think that purging is simply about cleaning out your kitchen cupboards and fridge. And whilst those things are often an intentional place to start, we should think much deeper about the things in our life that are preventing us from reaching our health and fitness goals. What are the things that keep you in a cycle of repeating the same habits? Here are some examples. Having high-calorie snacks in the house, going to bed late, watching trash TV, staying out late during the week, or binge drinking with friends. Pausing to take inventory of our current habits can help us identify where we're going wrong. This allows us to course correct and match our actions with the habits that are aligned with our health and fitness goals that we've set ourselves. So in summary, if you've been struggling with stress and it's been impacting your motivation and the ability to focus on your health and fitness, don't try and stack more on your plate. Get organized. Getting organized frees up space in our lives. An organization could look like relinquishing control, managing your anxiety, setting priorities, or simply removing daily distractions. Once we all learn to stop trying to be everything to everyone and take the time to start behaving like we are the most important person in our lives, only then we'll be able to give our health and fitness goals the attention they deserve. So where do you need to lighten the load? Don't try and do it all at once, but I highly recommend picking one thing to get off your plate each week. That concludes this episode of Slay. Remember to set yourself one goal each week, delegate responsibility to those around you, and prioritize your health over everything. Stay tuned for more empowering discussions on health and fitness. You can follow me at Louise Hazel on social media. Check out the Slay brand at Slay Athletic. And don't forget to subscribe to the Slay podcast on Spotify if you haven't done so already. You can get all of the tools and resources that were mentioned in today's episode via the Slay app. You can download it now for free from the App Store and join our online community.